Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the fourth parak of Maseches Trumos, and we're going to learn Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. So Mishnah Aleph is going to talk about a case where a person is Mafresh Truma or Meiser, but he doesn't do it all at once. He takes some of the Truma, and then he plans on finishing up the job later on. So what he initially takes as Truma certainly counts as Truma. Question is, what about what he then takes as Truma afterwards? Can he be Mafresh from the very pile that he has just been Mafresh from again? Because after all, once he's, let's say you have, you're supposed to give 2% as Truma. So let's say he has 100 units of Tevel, and he takes one unit as Truma. So he's supposed to take another unit. But now, 50 of the units, of those 100 units, are already Mesukan, are no longer Tevel. So when he now takes, they're Chulin. So when he now takes another Sa'ah, can he be sure that the other Sa'ah that he's taking is being taken from the Tevel portion and not from the Chulin portion? So that's what our Mishnah discusses. Hamafresh mitzvah truma maisos. If a person separates some of what he's supposed to take for truma maisos, mosi menu truma alav. He could take the rest of what he's supposed to take from that very same pile and rely on the fact, on the possibility that what he is taking now is from the tevel portion of the pile and not from the chulin portion of the pile. Avalo lemakam acher. But what he cannot do is he can't take truma or maiser from the rest of that pile for somewhere else. Meaning he's not allowed to go back to this pile to take truma for something else, for a tevel in a different pile somewhere else, because then he has to be choshesh klape other things. He has to be choshesh that what he's taking from this pile is actually not from the tevel, but it's actually from the chulin portion of the pile. Whereas Rameir Omer, af motzi hu lemakom acher truma maisros. No, if you're going to rely that what he's taking from this pile is the second time is he's dipping into the tevel, then you can rely on that even if he's being mafresh for something else. It makes no difference if he's being mafresh for the same thing or being mafresh for something else. Either way, you're allowed to rely that he's taking from the tevel portion of this pile. Now, when the Bartanur discusses why it's lo l'makom acher, the Bartanur writes, im yesh lo meyosi in acherim shel tevel. Person has 100 sa'a of another 100 sa'a of tevel. Einu yochel lahafresh aleihen me'elu shohosi miktas trumasan. He's not allowed to be mafresh on that other 100 sa'in that he has from this pile where he already took some of the truma. Why? Because klape something else, the Tanakhama holds, when it comes to other stuff, we have to be told that what he's taking from is from that which is already mesukan, from that which is chulin in this pile, and not from the tevel in this pile. Now the Bartanur, the Tosfos B'Kiveger says, wait a second, kashli degami menu ech matzi lahotzi truma alav. Why would it work even for within this pile? Hakaimelan ein bila el b'ayin v'shem b'lvan. Don't we assume that ein bila outside of liquids, meaning bila means that everything is evenly dispersed throughout the mixture. So when you have liquids, so and you have a mixture of different kinds, you have tevel and chulin all mixed together, so we assume it's evenly dispersed. So you take out one cup of liquid, you could assume that cup is exactly 50% truma and 50% chulin and 50% tevel. But when you have non-liquids, we assume ein bila. Things are not evenly dispersed. So don't you have to be choshish that whatever you're taking might actually really be chulin and not tevel? So the Rabbi Kiveger points out, achach masasi b'shut mari, that mari mitrani chelakal simin ches yud dineskasha b'zeis. And then I found that one of the gedolei achronim is bothered by this kasha. And then says Rabbi Kiveger, but you know what? Ulani yisdai di aflamad yamar yesh bila kasha. Even if you hold yesh bila, it still is going to be problematic. Dahate nachem mafresh od beis sin tainin mikoch yesh bila diyesh bahanach beis sin chatzi chulin v'chatzi tevel. Avol kivin shemafresh rak sa'a havi chatzi sa'a tevel. V'im kein lo hifresh al chamishim hasin tevel rak chatzi sa'a. Says Rabbi Kiveger, think about what yesh bila means. Yesh bila means that it's all proportional, that everything is evenly dispersed. So even if you hold yesh bila and you were already mafresh one sa'a from these hundreds in for truma, you're supposed to be mafresh an additional full sa'a for truma. But what you have in front of you is 50 sin of tevel and 50 sin of chulin, or 49 and a half of each of tevel and chulin. So when you take out one additional sa'a, if you hold yesh bila in that one sa'a, you only have a half a sa'a that you're taking from the tevel and a half a sa'a that you're taking from the chulin. So that's not enough. You should have to take two more sa'a in order to be confident. It's a very, very strong kasha. Rabbi Kiveger leaves it as a tzarich iyun. Now we move on to Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Beis talks about Mishayu Perosa b'magura v'nasan sal ben Levi v'sal la'ani. Let's say a person gives an advance payment of Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani, but he doesn't want it designated as Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani yet. Meaning, I know that I'm going to have 10 se'in, and one sa'ah is going to go for Maiser Rishon, one sa'ah is going to go for Maiser Ani. But I haven't yet decided which other 8 se'in I want that Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani to cover. Meaning, I have a lot of different piles of grain. So I'm not yet sure which pile of grain I want this Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani to cover. So I'll give the Maiser, I'll give one sa'ah to the Levi right now. I'll give one sa'ah to the Ani right now. But I only want it to become Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani once I decide which other 8 se'in it's going to cover and it's going to be masaking. So a person has his peros bimagura. He has his produce in a storage facility. So he gives one sa'ah to a Levi and one sa'ah to an Ani. So the halacha is he could separate up to 8 sa'ah from the produce in the storage facility and decide that those are the 8 sa'ah that the Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani are going to be chal on, and then he could eat them. He could know that they're good. That's Rameir Shita. Meaning he doesn't have to go calling the Levi and the Ani and say, do you still have that sa'ah? You didn't eat it yet, right? I mean, it still exists. He doesn't have to make sure of that. He can assume that it still exists. Whereas the Chamamrim Enu Mafresh Elufi Cheshbon, that he's only allowed to be Mafresh if he knows what still exists. Meaning, because right now he's going to take these 8 sa'ah, and he needs to be Mafresh Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani on it. But if the Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani that is being Mafresh, it has already been eaten, so then it can't become Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani. Things can only become Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani if they still exist in this world. But if these things don't exist anymore, then they can't be Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani. That's why the Chum say he has to double check. He has to make sure that the Levi hasn't eaten it yet, the Ani hasn't eaten it yet, and then he can be Mafresh, another 8 sa'ah, to become the Chulin on account of that Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani. So to quickly review what we did today, Mishnah Aleph said that if a person designated some of the Truma, then he could be mafresh the rest of the truma from that very same pile, but it was a machlokas tanoim whether he could be mafresh a truma for other piles from that very same pile where he was mafresh some of the truma from. And then in Mishnah Beis we said that if a person gives an advance payment of Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani but doesn't want it to be chal until he decides which produce he wants it to be chal on, machlokas whether he has to double check to make sure that it still exists in the world at the time that he makes the decision of which produce it should be chal on. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Gimel.